Welcome to Healing Hearts Ministries, where Pastor Tapper gives you biblical solutions for today's problems. Healing Hearts is brought to you by the New Covenant Church of God, located at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. You are welcome to join us every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for Word and Worship, or go to our website at healingheartsnyc.org. Now, let us join Pastor Tapper as he shares with us the living Word of God.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Healing Hearts Ministries. I am Pastor Isaac Tapper, pastor of the New Covenant Church of God, bringing to you another message from the Word of God. If you will turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Ruth, chapter 1, verse 19, we find these words. Now the two of them went until they came to Bethlehem. And it happened, when they had come to Bethlehem, that all the city was excited because of them. And the women said, "It is Naomi." But she said to them, "Do not call me Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord has brought me home again empty. Why do you call me Naomi, since the Lord has testified against me, and the Almighty has afflicted me?" So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, with her, who returned from the country of Moab, for they came to Bethlehem at the beginning of the barley harvest. This narrative takes place in Old Testament Israel. The timing of this narrative was near the time of the end of the Judges and just before 1 and 2 Kings. The times were very perilous in the lives of God's people, because the Bible said in those days there was no king in Israel, and everyone did what was right in his own eyes. Somewhat like the times today, everyone is doing what they think is right in their own eyes. The reason I said these were dangerous or perilous times is because the Bible tells us that we should trust in the Lord with all of our heart and do not rely on our own understanding. Many times when we read the book of Ruth, we focus on that name, Ruth. But the first chapter of Ruth is not so much about her, but it's about her mother-in-law, whose name was Naomi. Recently, I spoke about the woman in the New Testament who was accused of being caught, the Bible said, in the very act, and how Jesus saw her very differently than the religious people of his day. The religious leaders of Jesus' day, they saw a woman who was a sinner, a woman who needed to be stoned to death. But Jesus saw a woman in need of redemption. Jesus saw a woman in need of restoration. They saw a lawbreaker, a criminal. But Jesus looked at the woman and he saw a lost soul that needed rescuing. Likewise, Naomi was a woman who was full of bitterness, who blamed God for all of her troubles. Another word for bitterness could be anger or resentment. Some people are angry all the time. And the Apostle Paul warns us in Hebrews 12 that we should not have the root of bitterness within us. He tells us to make sure that God's grace and God's kindness and God's love is applied to that root of bitterness, so that the bitterness will not grow in us. Because if bitterness grows inside of you, it will defile you, and everything around you, everything that you touch, will become bitter. Naomi was not always a bitter woman. Naomi was at one time a very confident and a very respected and a very wealthy woman. But that was her security. Her security rested in the things that she had and not in God. Her security rested in material possessions and not her spiritual possessions. Her husband was the respected head of his family. But when she lost her husband and her wealth,